Gresiné, Nevesh and Echo. Three listing points. The first in the car park about population. The second in the hamlet near the customs office. And the third in Echo. First point. The Nevesh car park. During the 13th century, significant numbers of Volsa people from the Haute Valais settled in the Valley de l'Ise, just as they did in the other Alpine valleys around Monte Rosa. They played an important role in the village and arrangement of these high Alpine lands. Although they emigrated from centuries in Switzerland and Germany in order to trade their fabrics, the Volsa families always maintained very strong ties with their homeland, their language, called Titsch, and their traditions. In Gresiné, their typical houses, called Stadel, are built in sheltered positions against avalanches on the paths along both banks of the River Lise and create small family settlements. The Stadel have a timber structure with beams of larchwood assembled at the corners. They used to store hay and cereals there. It should be remembered that the U-shape of this glacier valley makes it dangerous due to torrential rains and heavy snowfalls. Nevesh is located at the crossing point of a small stone humpback bridge dated 1540. That is just 4 years after the choice was made by the Val d'Aosta in 1536 to remain faithful to Catholicism and the House of Savoy, at a time where Protestant reforms were in full swing. Not far from the car park, you can see a 16th or early 17th century building, which is a covered passage, flanked by a polygon guardhouse, with an observation point which looks down over the entrance to the bridge. It is still known as the Zollis, because it used to control the Via Lombarda, the route that used to penetrate into the Duchy of Aosta across the mountain passes from the Italian signories of Lombardy. On both banks of the Lise, large stadels have their building or renovation date carved onto the main beam. Other features bear reminders of the history of these houses and bear witness to the faith of their inhabitants. For example, on the beam of the first house you can see from the car park, there is an inscription, IHSB plus S, 1765. The letters IHS from the monogram of Christ in Greek, whereas the S followed by the date is a reminder that the house was built by the Squinders family in the year 1765. This is the name of a family which is still important in Nevesh and Gresiné. On other homes, you can see a number 4 above the cross, which is a symbol of the merchants. So, let's make our way into the village and stop for a while near to the customs house, not far from the bridge. The architectural structure of some houses is worth looking at closely. One of the most beautiful houses is undoubtedly the one to the west of the customs house against the slope. It is a large wooden stadel built in 1796, which has an entrance corridor called a diengang and a single level stone floor. The family home is on the upper floor. The initials of the builders and the Jean-François Zumstein married couple, also known as Delapierre and Amélie Constance Vincent, are carved within a heart beneath the rigid pole. The height of the house, the harmonious profile of the consoles on the balconies and the apartment's balustrades with small columns are quite remarkable. The large drying racks used to dry the cereal crops and hay, the hay barn and the granary bear witness to the inhabitants' farming activity. On the other bank of the River Lys, there is a group of stadels dated 1676, 1732, 1760 and 1804. In the first floor home, there is a sheathed stone stove which can be loaded by the fireplace in the nearby kitchen. In this way, the fine lounge room can be heated without making it dirty, filling it with smoke and making it get cold while in the kitchen the meal is being prepared. Stadels often had wide double doors intended to help with creating a good draft of air when the rye is being threshed. Next to the threshing room, beneath the roof, you can see the granary, called the despicher. It is a small room used to store food and precious objects, which is a single square, small window for providing light and air. From the despicher, you gain access to the highest part of the house. In order to protect their homes, they used to place a small box on the main beam containing bread and salt, which had been blessed in church during the feast of Saint Agatha. From Novesh, a small path climbs back up along the left or Lombard bank of the Lys and leads to a very small but excellently kept hamlet known as Echo, which has been home to the Liskos family since the 17th century. Third point, Echo. The Chapel of Echo, dedicated to San Giovanni Nepomuceno, was instituted thanks to the testament of Jean-Michel Liskos in 1657, though it bears the date of 1705. A further dozen or so chapels were built at the same time in Gressene due to the effects of the Counter-Reformation. The large stadles in Echo are among the finest in Gressene. They bear the initials IL of Jean Liskos, Lusco or Lucigi in Tich. At the start of the 18th century, Jean Liskos was a trader in Germany. The buildings are deeply wedged into the slope and an uphill wall protects the courtyard. They were built in the ruins of Michel Liskos' house, which was hit by an avalanche or landslide just before 1660. The oldest house dates back to 1690, and everything about it is a reminder of the prestige of the family from Gressene. The well is dated 1695. The stadel, dating back to 1708, has been placed under divine protection, and the inscription, Sit Nomen Domini Benedictum, May the name of the Lord be blessed, is carved into the sign of the main beam. On June 24th, on the night of San Giovanni, large fires are lit by the inhabitants of hamlets and alpine pastures. They are distant reminders of ancient fertility rites linked to the summer solstice. These fires mark the start of the parish festival, during which the men, women and children go to mass wearing traditional costumes. The families, which have received some grace during the year, offer a lamb to the church, and then the statue of St. John the Baptist is carried in procession through the streets of Andreaplatz. All the children come close to the statue to receive the saint's protection. The Lucigi family emblem is linked to the parish of Gressene St. John. On all the houses built in Liskos, there is a symbol of St. John, Christ's forerunner, a white lamb which bears a standard with a red cross on a white background, surmounted by number 4, the sign of the merchants.